Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Hey, produce people, welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly. As always, I am honored to be here coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Today is June 27, 2022, the last Monday in June, everybody. Heck, I just turned 37 yesterday. I'm excited. I have no dad bod. I'm healthy and living life with a purpose. A couple announcements before we get started today. We have our virtual networking hour, June 29, 2022, sponsored by Ag Tools. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. So come jump on the virtual networking hour and learn how data and analytics can impact and create opportunities for your business. I also want to give a huge shout out to Mary Coppola Heslep. She is on her 1 year anniversary at 10 Acre Marketing and a dynamite woman and leader in the produce industry, everyone. Now today we have two distinguished gentlemen, Danny Rodriguez of Blue Missions and Albert Perez of Continental Fresh. Now we are going to talk about water for all. You would think we're talking all things mangoes, but we're not. We are going to talk water for all and how to bring water to less fortunate communities around the world. Now, specifically in this case, the Dominican Republic, we're going to talk with Danny and Albert about their mission, about what they're doing to provide water, and also talk about a hike that they are bringing to the produce industry that they want you to join and be a part of. So join us in this episode, talk all things water and having fun with a purpose.
Hey, Patrick, thanks for having us.
Same here. How are you, Patrick?
Oh, hey, living the produce dream. Welcome, guys. I'm glad to have you here, and I'm looking forward to just talking about, you know, what you're doing, not just for the produce industry, but just for the communities in general, guys.
Oh, we appreciate you having us on, and, you know, let's talk some water.
Yeah, that's what it's about. I mean, and water is a big deal for the produce and supply chain industry. Heck, coming from California, I felt like I lived there for almost two decades, and we were always in a drought. I when it rained in California, what's going on here? It's raining. And then what would happen when it rained? All these spores would come up. All of a sudden valley fever would come because the valley was not used to getting, you know, ample amounts of rain, which now has caused obviously issues over the last so many years. And I know I'm speaking California guys right now, not like Florida where we get rain at 3 o'clock every single day. You know what I mean? But let's talk about water. Let's talk about Blue Missions, what you're doing, and then we'll jump into how Continental Fresh is supporting this. And then the biggest thing we're going to talk about is the hike. You know, we have a special trip coming up, everyone, that we want you to participate in. And so we're going to talk about that as well. So Danny, let's get started and let's tell our guests what Blue Missions is about.
Yeah, Blue Missions, first and foremost, it stands for building love, uniting everyone. And that's at the root of everything that we do. You know, when my sister and I co-founded Blue Missions back in 2010, we set out with the lofty goal of ending the water crisis in our lifetime. You know, at a very young age, as teenagers, we had the opportunity to travel with another group called LIFO Missions, which is founded by Albert Perez. And it really opened our eyes. We never knew about a water crisis. And next thing you know, we are in a rural village, three mountains up into the mountains of the Dominican Republic. And we're witnessing, you know, community members who have to walk to collect their own water. And in the span of 10 days, we went from taking bucket showers to watching the community dance under a pipe of clean water that later becomes a faucet in every home. And you just see tears of joy, tears of celebration, you know, the elderly in the community understanding that their grandchildren will never have to deal with having to walk for clean water. So it was just an eye-opening experience, and it inspired us to do more. And that's why in 2010, Blue Missions was created with the mission of making sure that everyone on our planet has access to clean water.
And that's what it's about, right? Giving clean water, healthy environments. You know, it's crazy as, you know, when Albert, I'm going to throw you into this. You know, when I have been following Albert for a while, and obviously I've known him for a few years. But what got me is Albert posted a couple pictures of one of his first trips.
And Albert, I think you were like 16 or 17 years old.
I was, and
it clicked on me, man, because I wish sometimes that we, you know, my family wasn't those type of, you know, people to do these trips and look at things. I know you had a lot of fun doing this as well, but it looked at it, me, I looked at it and was like, how can I be a part of this? You know, I know this sounds really crazy, but I took a sociology class, obviously, in college, and I looked at, obviously, social entrepreneurship as well. And a lot of the books that I read on social entrepreneurship was bringing electricity to, you know, to towns, bringing water to towns. And it stuck with me. So I think it's awesome. Albert, you started, obviously, 20 plus years ago on this mission, and then teaming up with Danny and teaming up. So I think that's just really cool of getting involved, you know, one so early in life and then keeping it going for the last few decades, Albert.
So yeah, 1983, that was my first trip. I was a junior in high school and it was kind of like an adventure. You know, they said, you can go on this trip with a bunch of guys from school and go work on a project in another country. I really hadn't traveled much. And hadn't really been out of Miami. I kind of lived a very sheltered life in Miami. And I go to this place that is so beautiful and doesn't have running water in 3 weeks. You know, we see the difference that we can make. I came back as a senior in high school. And then when I graduated from high school, I started LIFO Missions. And at the beginning, it started out like an adventure, you know, getting away from parents, you know, no drinking age in the Dominican Republic, a little bit of fun. But over time, it turned into something with much more purpose, something with, you're right, a social meaning, an opportunity to make a difference. And so LIFO Missions just did one project every summer, and many years pass, and all of a sudden, you know, Danny comes as a high school student on one of my trips. He joins us for 3 years, and eventually he says, you know, I want to try to do more. So he starts Blue Missions, and we always were very supportive of that. And where nowadays, you know, I continue to do my one trip in the summer. I still do it. It'll be my 39th year this summer going down there. Well, now Blue Missions is doing anywhere from 30 to 40 different projects every summer, taking more than 800 young people, you know, from South Florida and other states and other cities to work on these service trips. So to me, I just couldn't be prouder of what, you know, that little bit of work that I started many years ago has turned into now with Blue Missions.
That's fantastic. And sometimes it takes that long, right? I mean, like I said, 39 years of having fun. That's what I heard, by the way, Albert.
I'm still having fun. Yeah.
Okay. I was 39 years of having a lot of fun, but it is, it's fantastic. And then having Danny come on, like you said, as a high school student, and then learning about this. So let's get into this a little bit more so our listeners can really understand it. So what are we doing? So we're going to go, you're going down, and do you just find all these, I would say, towns that just don't have water in them? Like, what's the process? Like, how does this work? How does one say, you know what, I'm going to go to this particular town in the DR? Like, Costa Rica, I know, has, you know, 97% of precipitation or more each year. So how do you, you know, really determine where you're going to go, how you're going to go, and what you're going to do to serve the community?
It's always interesting when we receive requests for support. It starts with word of mouth. You know, we're working in communities that are very isolated, you know, communities that can range between 30 families and 150 families. And when I say that, because there's not enough votes to get this done through the local governments. You know, there's not enough resources to get out there. So the way the process works is these communities reach out to us, they submit a letter, they come visit us at our office in Santiago. We have a team of 35 employees in the Dominican Republic that range from engineers to logistics coordinators to skilled labor. And they are the ones receiving the requests and evaluating each community. You know, we like to go and we like to work where if we don't go, no one else will. You know, where we're kind of the last resort for them to solve this issue. And we're not going to do something for a community. We're going to do something with them. These are community-led projects. We help them establish a water committee. We provide training. We help them open up a bank account and do everything in the right way. But they are the leaders of this community and the leaders of this project. And they understand that they're responsible for 100% of the labor. Yes, we may come in with some skilled labor, technical engineers who know a little bit more, And yes, we do supply part of the materials, but we want the buy-in from the community to ensure that these systems are going to last 20, 30, 40 years. And when you empower someone, you know, you're able to give them skill sets that transfer over to other infrastructure projects. We see a lot of the communities that we work in expand in multiple ways once they have clean water. So really we're going in there and working with them. And then they may have a cousin or a family member in a town that's not too far away. And that's how the process begins for the next community.
That's amazing. And I was going to say I love that you said that you're like, I'm the last resort. Would you consider you guys as an underdog as well, compared to some of the other organizations that might be out there, because you know that you're able to get in and do some things that maybe some of the bigger organizations maybe can't do. And that's why, like you said, they'll come to you as that last resort.
Yeah, I think we have sort of that underdog label, but as we've grown throughout the years, you know, even the government sees us as a resource. They tap into our abilities and our skill sets to be able to get people clean water. I mean, at the bottom line, that's what we want. We're not political. We're not religious. We're about getting clean water access to all, to everyone.
Right. I definitely feel you there. And having the standpoint, right, I like that you said that it's almost a neutral playing ground, right? It's not like you're saying nothing against anybody's religion or their political views, but you're so right. Sometimes that does get in the way. You're like you said, no, our goal is to get you running water, fresh water, and sustainability. And that's one thing that, you know, I'm kind of going back to my old college years, but, you know, reading that book, I mean, this brought it up to me again. It's, you know, that's what it was about. It's about getting them to be empowered. And once they are empowered, then they're going to set themselves up for success in the future. So when you do that, you're sitting there going, I'm going to provide, ready? I'm going to give you one piece of the puzzle, but you got to still build. We have to have leadership, right? We have to have the willingness to move forward. And we know that we have to keep changing and evolving, that we will never go back to walking and getting our own water that could be a mile or 2 miles or even further away, right?
No, that's a real cool aspect. And, you know, there's also the element of the volunteers that are going down to visit these towns. So we have all these young people doing these service trips. And, you know, a lot of kids are doing service trips because schools want service hours, but a lot of these kids are doing it because they really want to make a difference. They want to participate. And they watch one of our teams show up and work together as a team. It can be an example for them also of leadership and teaches them some about how we work. At the same time, we build community with them. We build community with them by living there in that town. I mean, it's incredibly rewarding. Because you get to spend 8-10 days working on one of these projects, you get to know these people and their lives. And we have activities with the kids. We have activities, medical activities with the town. I mean, there's so many different aspects that we share with them. And I remember it changed my life when I came back at the age of 16 and had this experience. It kind of made me think, like, what is it that I can do that makes a difference? It just so happened that this was my route. But a lot of kids come back, and we like to call it finding your why. You know, why is it that how is it that you can contribute to society? What are your talents? Where can you take those talents? You know, and it's a crucial age, too, because a lot of these kids are high school kids, and they're trying to figure themselves out. And what LIFO and Blue Missions provides for these kids on the service trip is also a very special contribution, you know.
It brings them into society, right? I mean, when you're in produce sometimes, it's like, I know that, you know, I say I'm third generation because my grandmother worked at the grocery store and she was a clerk and she worked in the produce department. My dad worked at the grocery store level and then went into corporate. But, you know, when I was 15, and Albert, I've told you this story, my dad was like, hey, you guys are picking oranges this summer. And I was like, what? And, you know, and what's funny is if you were to go back, you know, 20 plus years ago and say, Pat's going to be selling citrus, he's going to be doing this, I'd be like, I'm not a citrus. No way. Like, I remember going up and banana spider, like no way, you know, shape or form, right, that you would think that. But a lot of times, right, is there a lot of kids, or you say your children that are out there, is they don't know the right path, right? They might say, hey, go to school, have fun. And when you're 18, then worry about a job, right? Versus my dad, who was an entrepreneur, was like, no, you better work for everything you get, boy. Like, you don't know a way. College second, work first. You know what I mean? Family works in there somewhere as well too, right? And so I think that is amazing. And like I said, it's developing leadership skills. I can say one thing we can never lack is good leadership, right, guys? Let's bring that leadership to the next level. So, you know, before we take a quick break, though, Albert, how is Continental Fresh involved in all this? I mean, I know it's 17, you know, when you were 17, you went down, you've started this, but now all of a sudden mangoes are involved in this Water for All. You go in, and again, remember, I have a mango challenge from one of our friends at London Fruit to eat more mangoes, which I'm doing more mangoes this year. But I see the Water for All logo on the mangoes now. Your box is a Water for All. Yeah. What are we doing here?
No, you know, at the age of 21, I entered the produce industry, and I've been blessed with a tremendous career. Mango happened to be one of the first items that as a junior sales guy, I was asked to sell. And back when that happened, I think it was like 1991 or something like that. Nobody even knew what a mango was here in the States. You know, of course, we knew what it was in Miami. I come from Cuban parents and we all love mango. But I went to sell a mango in Ohio, and they thought it was a pepper, a green pepper, because that's what they would call it. So, fast forward a bunch of years, Continental Fresh has been around for 15 years, and we become a player in the import of mango program. And I had always thought about what could we do to kind of get that message, join these two passions that I have, the passion for water, the passion for produce, and somehow share that message. A lot of my customers and people that I knew in the industry knew a little bit about my story and always shared and enjoyed. Some people in the industry have participated on my trips, but I wanted to get the message out in a bigger way. And that's where we came up with the Water for All label, where the actual box is the cause. And then we came up with putting the little water drop stickers on the mangoes with a website so that the consumer can go and look at some of the works that we're doing and make them a part of the process, you know, make them a part of this passion.
Bringing a new social aspect and social responsibility to the produce industry is what I just heard.
Right.
So going a little bit deeper, we can always, and I do this now. I mean, I participate in, you know, some of the nonprofits and 501(c)(3)s, right? We all do, right? There's a few of them out there, Produce for Better Health, Healthy Project for Kids, all these different things, right? I might be saying some of these wrong, but there are. I mean, even when we do our auctions, we will donate money back to like Habitat for Humanity. I always keep saying this, Albert, and maybe you and I should work on this together, because I'm trying to donate more back through the podcast. So maybe it's an option that Water for All, like I said, look, I want to donate back to something that's going to be more impactful as well, right? Yes, I know, you know, SPCA, right? Yeah, we all know the Habitat for Humanity. We all know those organizations that we can donate to. So look, you went outside literally, or built a box, didn't even go outside of it. You built the box and said, hey, let's do this. Let's bring this. And then part of those proceeds are going to go back to generating water for these communities, right?
Correct. Yeah. We donate a penny per box from the sale of every mango box to Blue Missions directly.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. And he's being humble about it, because that penny goes a long way, and it's represented over $100,000 in contributions to clean water projects over the past 3 years.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, I was in a grocery store, I think about a month ago, and you recognized your product in one of the stores that I was visiting, Albert. Do you remember what grocery store that was? Because I, off the top of my head, I couldn't remember. Was it a Jewel, or was it a, it was a store I never visited. I'm going to have to check it out.
We've been in a lot of stores lately.
Me too. Yeah. Yeah, no, me too. But listen, if you're a follower, go on our LinkedIn channel and check it out. But I did a video where I was running around some grocery stores in Georgia and Alabama, and Albert actually commented and said, I think that's our Water for All logo in there. And I wish I would have seen that. Sometimes when you go in these stores, you're trying to go really fast. You're trying to get through, because we're not trying to bother anybody either. We're just trying to have our produce fun. So I think it's amazing. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and then we're going to get back to talking about the trip, how we can be involved in the trip, and what it's going to take to be involved in the trip. So we'll be right back.
Discover orchard freshness on Amazon Fresh with Arctic Apple Slices. Arctic Apple stays orchard fresh longer than other prepackaged, pre-sliced apples. This means less waste and no more half-eaten apples. Plus, you'll love the undeniable freshly picked flavor. Arctic Apple Slices are available in convenient grab-and-go bags in both Arctic Golden or Arctic Granny varieties in select markets on Amazon Fresh. Packable, snackable, 100% irresistible.
Are you ready to enhance your skills? Every day we are tasked to make fast, effective decisions to keep up with the fast-paced produce industry. At Ag Tools, we take the pressure off of gathering data to help make your day easier and more enjoyable. Connecting the supply chain with Ag Tools is unique, practical, and easy. Ag Tools can be used from multiple angles of the produce industry, from farmers all the way to logistics companies. We call that 360-degree decision-making day after day. Visit us at www.agtechtools.com to gain more reliable and relevant data to see more, achieve more. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Produce Industry Podcast. It's always great to hear from our sponsors, dynamite companies, producing dynamite content for the industry that we know and love, everyone. So today we've got Blue Missions and Continental Fresh on. We got Danny Rodriguez and Albert Perez talking about how much fun they are having bringing water for all to all communities. And we're going to get a little bit deeper into what is going to happen later this year that I will be a part of. I'm going to tell you my part and what I'm looking forward to. But we're going to let Danny and Albert jump back in and talk to us a little bit more. So let's welcome Danny and Albert back. Hey, Danny. Hey, Albert.
Hey, Patrick. Good to be back.
I love it. So guys, first part was great. We learned about Blue Missions. We talked about water for all. We brought in Continental Fresh, like, right? There was a Hail Mary thrown out. Albert caught it, brought it in, was like, we're building a whole new program around this. And now I want to get into talking about what's on the horizon, because that's what we really want to get people engaged about. Is we have something coming up this year that, Danny, I'm going to let you talk about and let your passion roll out. And I know that, Albert, you've been involved in this for the part of that 39 years within this, going down to the Dominican. But what are we talking about? What are we leading up to? What does Blue Missions and Water for All have on the horizons coming up, I would say, this winter?
We're excited to launch some new programs. And to preface the programs, you know, I'd like to say that when we created Blue Missions, we were trying to reinvent the way people saw community service. You know, we experienced that community service was something that was a requirement, that it was forced upon, something that people have to do. When you get arrested, you get, you know, given a community service hour requirement. We wanted to change that. Service should be fun. It should be engaging. You should be able to impact people wherever your skill set is or wherever your hobbies lie. And that's what we set out to do, to create a program that people wanted to get involved with and find purpose within it. Through the service trip model, we were able to accomplish that. And a few years back, we launched our adventure treks. And that's what we're excited to announce, that we will be hosting a Water for All adventure trek from November 18th through November 23rd in 2022. And we're really excited about that. Basically, what we do there is we commit to hiking the tallest mountain in the Caribbean, and we invite others to join us. And this is a very challenging experience. It's me versus me. You know, you got to look in the mirror and you got to be able to buckle down when things get tough. And over the course of a three-day hike that is, you know, just under 30 miles, you're faced with a lot of moments where you're thinking, why did I do this? This isn't worth it. But then on that fourth day of the program, when we go visit the community that's going to benefit from the commitment that you've made, you see why you've done it, you know, and you quickly realize that what, you know, that we're all able to make an impact. It doesn't matter how big or how small, that, and simply by participating on an adventure trek, you can help someone else change their life and realize their dreams. So we're really excited about that. Albert, invited me 8 years ago to climb this mountain. And I'll let him talk more a little bit about the actual hike because he is a veteran climbing this mountain. So, Albert, why don't you share with us what that hike's all about?
So this mountain, it's called Pico Duarte. It's 10,100 feet, and it's the highest mountain you could find anywhere in the Caribbean. It's got a lot of significance to me. I have a daughter from the Dominican Republic who was born at the base of the area where this mountain starts. The first time I hiked it was in 1991. I was living in the Dominican Republic. I took an entire year off of work to go and live in a town in the DR and do, this kind of work for an entire year. And on that year, I got to climb that mountain. It became very special. So years later, when my daughter was born in that area, I said, I'm going to go back. And I went back and I started to climb it every year. And then I started to invite other people to come with me. And it became like this opportunity to just, take a few days and renew oneself. So when I invited Danny to come, he said, we should do something more with this. We should offer it to more people to give them an opportunity to visit a place like this. So we're inviting people from the produce industry this year. We're going to try to get it's a smaller commitment than going on an actual water project because it's only 5 days to go on a water project to build. It takes a little longer. So it's a really neat hike for us to all get involved and while we're there, talk about what are the things that impassion us in our industry, what are the things that we want to accomplish, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity for all of us.
I agree. I'm in. I've told you this, so everyone, I'm going to be joining the trip this year. Again, first I've heard about it, and when Albert reached out and said, "Would you be interested in this?" I remember Albert. I was kind of like, at first, I said yes. I was like, "Oh, I'm totally in." And then you were like, "Yeah, it's like 28 miles." I was like, "All right." And you were like, "You got to train for it." And then I shared my experience. Obviously, when I lived in California, I was in the Sierra Nevadas. I mean, I was in the Sequoias. I mean, heck, caught pneumonia on one of my trips, camping in negative 13 degree weather at 11,000 feet in a valley up in the Sequoias. And it was funny because I tell this story and people will say, I can't wait to see your facial expression. So my second child was born March of 2015. That negative 13 degree trip was in January. Okay. So I take this trip and it's December 31st. My brother-in-law, Jehoon, who's going to be coming on the trip as well, and a couple other Marines were like, "We're going to do snow hiking, right? We're going to get the snowshoes. We're going to do it, right?" And we had trained, right? We had been practicing. We had been going up. We've been wearing our boots, our shoes. And it was nothing like what we thought it was going to be, you guys. Like, I remember the guy's last name was Shoney. That's Zach Shoney, yeah. So he comes up. He forgot his snowshoes, right? So he was, like, knee-deep every single day, like, every single step as we had snowshoes on. Well, we got to a point where we were done for the day. We were, like, 8 hours of hiking. We get to this point. We're above the limitation where you can have fires as well, right? So because in the Sequoia National Forest, above a certain amount of feet, you're not allowed to have fires, obviously for forest fires and things. So I remember shoveling as much snow off the ground as possible. And I remember sleeping in the tent, and I just remember us waking up, and it was bone chilling cold. We did not even finish the other 2 days. We actually hiked down. So long story short, I wanted to give you the context of that. I pass out during my daughter's childbirth, and the nurses are like, "Oh, it's so cute. Oh my goodness. Oh, it's so, look at this dad." Well, they take me down to the ER, full blown pneumonia.
Ooh.
So it wasn't even about, yes, I was excited, but yeah, I was excited. I was holding my wife's hand next on the bed and we're talking, and all of a sudden, boom, I pass out. And when they got me downstairs, they were like, "Yeah, you have had pneumonia probably for the last 2 months." I had full blown pneumonia. As soon as that I got done with pneumonia, it took a good probably 3 to 4 weeks to get healthy again. I was right back on the trail, you guys, right? Took a different trail and I was right back to it. So Albert, like I said, when you came at me with this, I was, like I said, I was in for this because I know the passion that I have just for being out in the wilderness, loving nature, being able to see where wolves have laid the night before. I mean, just so many things that you would just think, who cares about that stuff? I guess we do in a way. So when you said now we're going to bring in, I would say, this social responsibility into it. What did I tell you? I said, I'm in. And you're like, are you sure? I'm like, I'm in. Whatever I can do to support you. And then obviously whatever we can do to bring produce people into this, I'm in, man. So that's what I thought was so incredible about this. And then hearing the story over and over and over again brings it back even further. And then we teamed you guys up with Jehoon. And then listening to Jehoon's story coming from Korea, it was amazing to him. So look at how many people are out there that probably have a similarity that we're talking about right now, but they might not have that to do it. So let's get pushing. Let's push everybody here. We want you to reach out to Blue Missions and Continental Fresh if you're interested in this trip, because I think it's going to be more than just fun. I think it's going to bring, like you said, Albert, it's going to bring you a different aspect of how you look at things, how you look at life, leadership, your business, and people overall.
It's going to be fun with a purpose, you know. And I don't want you scared. I don't want you scaring people, because we're not going to have snow and we probably won't catch pneumonia. But
I had to tell the story.
It's a non-technical climb. We just need everybody to like take it a little seriously and get a little cardio in before they go so that they're not surprised. But it's completely doable. You know, it's not something that's impossible to do. It might be, you know, the TIPA has the clean eating challenge. You know, we've got the hike to Pico Duarte. It's something for you to set a goal and be ready by November. And we got some time to get it done.
Yeah. And for that's anyone who might be intimidated, you know, I would say, you know, this is something that, yes, you do have to train for, but it is doable. We work with locals who help us out, you know, that they bring mules, they carry our gear. So if someone is a hiker and they know the difference between backpacking and hiking, this is more of a hike. You know, we do have assistants carrying our gear, carrying our food. So we just focus on making sure we can make it all the way to the top and getting back down. After hearing your story, we may have you sign an extra waiver.
Not for me. Listen, I'm a backpacker. So when I told, you know, Jehoon, I said, it's a hike. He was like, wait, we don't have to carry our stuff. I was like, no, we're not going to have to carry it. Because as a backpacker, I'll have 60 pounds. I'll have 60 pounds in my pack, right? I'll have food. I'll have my shovel. I'll have every necessity known to just in case, right, guys? I mean, just in case. But you're right. I'm not trying to scare anybody either. I just wanted to tell you the fun story of one of my hiking journeys. But that's what it leads into. We're not backpacking 11,000 feet in negative 13 degree weather. Like he said, this is purpose for a fun. This is going to be a journey for you. You're going to probably learn about yourself. Heck, every time I take a 5 to 7 mile hike, when I would go into the Sequoias, I learn more about myself every single trip. Albert, at 39 years doing this, you know, when you get into that mindset of going, that your process starts going. You're like, what do I want to think about? What do I want to learn on this trip? Right. I mean, it's not just, all right, I got to get to 28 miles. We're going to check that box. We're going to eat. No, it's almost a little bit of spirituality going in, going, all right, breathe. And what are we doing here? Right.
We have 186,000 acres that are all to ourselves with, you know, with clean air and you know, they talk about forest bathing. We'll be showering in the forest every day. No, it's really neat. Yeah. It's a beautiful climb. It's gorgeous. You know,
I'm down. Yeah. Like I said, I'm totally. So, all right. So, gents, how do we reach out? How do we do this? If you want to join this trek, if you want to join this hike, how can we let people know how to get a hold of you guys? What can we do?
Registration's open. You can visit bluemissions.org/CF. We will link it to this episode so that you'll be able to access that. You can find all the details about the hike. There's packing list. There's a recommended training schedule. There's a bunch of stuff. And you can reach out to either Albert or myself directly via Blue Missions, via Continental Fresh. But we do have a webpage, bluemissions.org/CF, where it explains our entire partnership with Continental Fresh and how they're doing their part to make the world a little bit better.
Making the world a better, you know what? Is it bad that I keep thinking about Michael Jackson songs and all this? Like, this is, this is bad. I'm like, I want to make a change, but making the world a better place. Like, this is, I'm on the wrong page here, but I just keep thinking about a little Michael all the time. I'm sorry, guys. It's just what it is.
It's funny because that reminds me of a story of Michael Jackson. I don't remember the exact year that Michael Jackson passed away, but I was on a project at the time in a small town with 50 families. Electricity came in once every 3 days. They were walking for water. And the night that Michael Jackson passed away, someone ran into our building from the town, a local, and said, "Did you guys hear the news? Michael Jackson passed away." While we had been disconnected all week with no cell service, you know, no TVs, no internet, no nothing. And a town that doesn't have clean water somehow is the people who break the news about Michael Jackson's passing. So it's pretty wild out there.
The first to know, I believe he died on my birthday. I think it was June 25th or June 26th. I think it was the 26th, and it was like 2014 or 15, but I remember it because it was on my birthday. I believe it was on my birthday. It was June 26th. That's my birthday. I'm not guessing my birthday, guys, just so we're clear there. I was not guessing my birthday. I was guessing the day he died on, just so everybody's clear. I do know my birthday, I think.
We get it. We get it. We get it. Your birthday is next week. All right. We'll send you something. All right.
Thank you. Someone got it. Thank you. I appreciate that. No. So yeah, man, this is what it's about. It's about community. It's about leadership. It's about having fun. You know, one of my mottos here at the Produce Industry Podcast is, you know, helping grow this industry together. Right. And part of my mission is having fun. I tell everyone, if you're not going to have fun, then we're probably the wrong people to talk to, right? Because I'm going to have fun, right? Look at this in the background, guys. I mean, if you can't see that there's fun going on here, and I always tell people, everything is related to produce. I got like a Publix truck right here, like 1939 Airflow. I even have, you see Green Giant right here? I don't know if you see this. This is a little Green Giant. I need some mango stuff in here and I have a banana right here. So, I mean, just like I said, having fun, right? I mean, that's what it's about. So we are going to have fun with Blue Missions. We're going to have fun Water for All. I am going to document this trip just as they are as well. But we're going to talk about it more. If you're interested, please, you can reach out to me as well. I'm actually going to be a brand ambassador, for this trip as well. We're going to promote this trip. We're going to have fun on this trip. And again, I'm already inviting my friends because I'm trying to see how can we bring a community together from, like you said, the produce industry and like-minded people that want to do good. So I'm going to ask you again. I know we said we could reach out, but if anybody wants to get a hold of yourself, Danny or Albert, what is the best way to do that?
The best way would be to follow us on social media, on Instagram specifically. You can follow Blue Missions. You can also follow Juicy the Mango on his profile. He has a link to all things Water for All. So whether you want to learn about the partnership or whether you want to get to the sign-up page for the Water for All trek, you can find it on Juicy the Mango's Instagram. So make sure to follow those accounts.
I love it. Well, let's make life juicy, right, Albert? I see it on your shirt. I think it's the way to go. Just make life juicy. I will tell you, great shirt, by the way, because it doesn't say your company's name on it. A lot of companies in our industry, we want to always brand our company. Let's get a little different, have some fun, and brand some produce out there. So, gentlemen, as I always say, thank you so much. And again, I will be seeing you in the fields and possibly on the horizon. So thank you so much, and let's make life juicy.
Thank you. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks for having us.
Well, everyone, it was great to have Danny Rodriguez and Albert Perez on the line today, live here with us on the Produce Industry Podcast. Again, you were able to see this on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, and then also on our podcast on Anchor, Apple, Spotify, and Amazon. And I'm going to say it again. Everyone, make life juicy. Join the trek. Have some fun. And again, see you in the fields and on the horizon.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.